Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were mixed today in grain futures. Corn up 3 to 3.5 cents with the front month May at 3.93¾. December 15, which is the new crop, up 3.5 at 4.17½. To finish the day at the highest level, it looks like this month. So that's kind of a positive note. We're also above the 50-day moving average in corn. So these hedge funds, which have been long corn, are probably going to continue to defend that long position up through the report next Tuesday on the 31st. Now, beans held on. They weren't only down a penny after being down more than that, down 6 to 7 cents earlier in the day. November beans closed down 1¾ cents at 9.63¾. And then wheat futures were the disappointing contract today, down about 10 cents, with July Chicago at 5.28 down 10, and July Kansas City at 9.5 lower at $5.71 for the wheat. Looking at the chart for wheat, we're still above the 50-day moving average, but today's down move will bring a lot of new sellers to the table. These hedge funds, which have been short a significant amount of wheat, are really going to try to defend that short side.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today really didn't bring any significant news to drive prices. The hedge funds were pretty big buyers of corn, probably 10,000 contracts of corn, and sellers of the beans and the wheat. Looks just like they're trying to mimic the position that they already have. The next big thing will be on next Tuesday. It's the March 31st grain stocks and then planting intentions, which will really be a big deal, and you combine that with the month end and quarter end. That could cause a few things to move pretty aggressively. Trade guesses should be out in the next couple days for that. It looks like wet conditions are slowing some of the southern planting for corn and beans. Texas is just 14% done. The five-year average for Texas is 37%. Corn is just 1% planted. We're normally 48%. Mississippi zero. We're normally 17%. So some of that wet weather really slowing things down. I don't think it'll have any impact at this time. I mean, if it goes on a couple more weeks, it could possibly. But I doubt that happens given the amount of technology that we have here. So really quiet day. A little bit lower in the beans and wheat. Basically technical trading. And then corn is pushing on the month-long highs.
And your number?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Recapping your markets, April live cattle up 65 at 162, June up 5 at 153.05. April feeder cattle down 25 at 218.92, May down 80 at 217.87. April lean hogs down 65 at 58.60, May down 252 at 66.15. In your grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 9 1/4 at 565 1/4. July down 9 at 571. May Chicago wheat down 10 1/2 at 523 1/2. May corn up 3 at 393 1/4. July up 3 1/4 at 401 1/4. May soybeans down 1 3/4 at 981 3/4. July down 1 1/2 at 986 1/2. May cotton down 14 at 63.91. July down 4 at 64.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.